Chapter 1. The ancient ruins' darkened windows offered silent warning of the temperament of the master of the house. From Chapter 1 of The Ruin by Mrs. Amelia York. The mad monk of Monkcrest brooded in front of the fire. It was as if he stood at the edge of a well and looked down into the dark waters of melancholia. He hadn't yet fallen into the depths, but lately, on occasion, he sensed that his balance was disturbingly precarious. For many years, he had resisted the temptation to gaze into the shadows. His scholarly studies, together with the task of raising two lively, motherless sons, had gone far to ensure that his attention remained fixed on more important matters. But a month and a half ago, his heir, Carlton, and his younger son, William, had departed for the continent in the company of their old tutor. They were on the grand tour. The mad monk had been surprised to discover how empty the old halls of Monkcrest Abbey were these days. He was alone now, except for his faithful staff and his great hound, Elf. He knew that when Carlton and William returned, things would never be quite the same. At 19 and 17 years of age, his sons hovered on the brink of manhood. They were strong, intelligent, and independent, young eagles ready to fly on their own. He knew that this tendency to look into the shadows was in the blood, passed on to him by his ancestors, that long line of men who had held the title of Earl of Monkcrest before him. There were several among them who'd been responsible for the unfortunate epithet that haunted all the rest, the mad monks. The great hound, stretched out in front of the fire, stirred as if he sensed his master's restlessness. The beast lifted its massive head and regarded Leo Drake with a disconcertingly direct stare. "It's the storm, Elf. All that energy charges the atmosphere with electricity. Bound to have an unwholesome effect on a man of my temperament." Elf did not appear completely satisfied with that explanation, but he nevertheless lowered his head back down onto his huge paws. The metal studs in the broad leather collar around his thick neck glinted dully in the flickering firelight. Leo studied the flecks of silver in the hair around Elf's muzzle. Recently he'd noticed similar shards of ice in his own dark hair when he faced himself in his shaving mirror.
"Do you think it's possible that we're getting old, Elf?"
Elf huffed with soft disgust. He did not bother to open his eyes.
"Thank God for that. You relieve my mind."
Leo picked up the nearly finished glass of brandy on the nearby table and took a swallow.
"For a moment there, I was a trifle concerned."
Outside, the wind howled. For the past hour, a storm had unleashed its ill temper on the walls of the ancient stone abbey that had housed the mad monks for generations. Lightning still snapped occasionally in the distance, illuminating the library with an unholy glare. But the worst was over. The fury of the elements was fading. Leo contemplated the fact that increasingly of late his researches into the arcane lore of ancient civilizations were no longer enough to divert his attention from the bleak waters of the well.
"The problem may be too much study rather than too little, Elf. Mayhap it is time we hunted again."
Elf's tail thumped once in complete accord with that suggestion.
"Unfortunately, we've not had any interesting prey in the district for months."
Leo downed more brandy.
"Nevertheless, I must find something to amuse myself, or I shall likely end up like a character in one of those blood-curdling novels that are so popular in the circulating libraries."
Elf twitched one ear. Leo suspected that his hound had even less interest in the tales of romance, horror, and dark mysteries known as horrid novels than he did himself.